Some of the topics we learn about include the discussion in the Mishnah statement, Loi le'ish chazaka b'nechse ishtei. If a husband ate the produce of his wife's field for 3 years, this is not proof of ownership. Haraya yesh. However, the Mishnah implies that a shtar, a sale document, is a valid proof that his wife sold him her field. And the Mishnah refers to nechse meluk. If it was her field that was not assessed and written into the ksuba which remains in her possession, and the husband merely has the rights to its peiros, the shtar is a proof because the wife cannot claim nachas ruach hasisi lebaili. She only agreed to it to please her husband, but in reality she did not agree to the sale because in nichse milug, which belongs to her, she's not afraid to object. The distinction between our Mishnah and the Meimer's halacha of ish ve'isha shemachru b'nichse milug lo yasu b'lo klum. If either the husband or wife sold the nichse milug, the sale is not effective. The machlek is of kinyan peiros kikinya guf dami oiloi, whether the right to the produce is considered true ownership of a property or not. Yoim o yamayim. One is not liable for killing his slave if the slave survived at least 24 hours after sustaining his injuries. The discussion in Rav's halacha of Eishes Ish Tzricha Limchais, a married woman must make a mecha to one who occupies her field. This may refer either to Babal, Shechafa Babayr Shichel Ma'aris, her husband who transformed the land by digging pits and caves, or Ba'achar, Sha'achla Mikzis Cheskis B'chai Habal, V'shalish La'achar Mises Habal, a stranger who began to take all the produce in the field while the husband was alive, and also for 3 years after the husband died.